This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The search for good talent is a near constant in business. All companies in all industries do it all the time. And then there is Silicon Valley and high tech. They don't so much search for talent as they scour for it from one side of the planet to the other, not just at college career fairs, but at hacking contests and startups and at high schools, too. And if you are what they are looking for, well, then you are one lucky person with a very lucky bank account. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
Emma Gurdina, Alec Robert Fuente, and Emma Pettit are all interns at a newspaper, a research firm, and a nonprofit. Some make money, like more than minimum wage.
Let me do the math. Yes, it is.
$10 an hour.
No, I'm an unpaid intern.
What if I told you there were places where interns were paid $7,000 a month?
Holy cow.
I'd be jealous. It'd be my first reaction.
That would really shock me.
Such is the lay of the land in Silicon Valley and associated tech industries. Part of this is about competition for STEM talent, that's science, technology, engineering, math. Ross Duvall is chief research officer at the Milken Institute.
The demand for STEM skills is increasing virtually exponentially, while we aren't turning out graduates at the same rate.
Granted, these are some extraordinarily talented interns we're talking about, people who've made viral apps just for fun, but there is more driving the tech sector's insatiable demand for talent. It has to do with how unstable Silicon Valley and tech are.
It's the changing of the landscape that really has, I think, a lot of firms unsettled about where things are going.
Kyle Mayer is a professor at the University of Southern California. He says Silicon Valley firms that have to constantly reinvent themselves or die need a rare kind of creative conceptual talent.
It's not just about the smartest person in the room.
And complex problems aren't solved by individuals anymore. You also need people who can work in hyper-creative teams. An internship is one way to suss that out. Russell Koff is professor of strategy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
There's only so much that you can handle in terms of a personality that doesn't fit.
Tech companies will buy startups for millions just to get access to creative teams. For firms with this much money, $7,000 for an intern is really a small price to pay. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.